Welcome to Attuning to Your Abundance with Dr. K, a weekly one-hour radio show with a focus on recognizing everyday abundance in your life. I call my listeners Abundant Journey Walkers because we walk and grow together on our journey of expansion. Our mantra is, anything is still possible for you. We use positive topics, affirmations, music, poetry, and writing prompts. Attuning to Your Abundance was birthed in the middle of a pandemic to inspire our audience to create new ways of recharging, connecting, and going forward. Attuning to Your Abundance is part of Dr. K's Abundance Enterprise, which includes motivational speaking, wellness workshops, staff development trainings, and Zoom conversational Spanish classes. I can be reached at drkworkshops@gmail.com. That is drkworkshops@gmail.com. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Calling all flippers, investors, property fixers, and wholesalers in need of information or support. Call someone who knows the ins and outs of the business. Somebody who is experienced on home buying and the resale of homes. That person is Jolynn Hohenstein of Wholesale Deal Estate. Whether you are a novice or expert, call Jolynn today, 206-708-5107, or email wholesaledealestate@gmail.com. That's wholesaledealestate@gmail.com. Call Jolynn today.
Are you ready to tap into the creative in you?
There's something special.
Do you have an idea you don't know how to give birth to?
It's
or better yet, are you stuck and know you need to move, but not sure how to? Well, call Yogi.
Let this spoken word author, photographer, graphic designer, and all-around creative show you how to go from motionless to momentum. All you have to do is schedule one creative consult today at bit.ly/creative-consult. That is bit.ly/creative-consult. Do it today. Change your life and let's get creative. Or feel free to email me at yogii@gmail.com. Look forward to hearing from you.
Abundance Journey Walkers, you can be a sponsor of this show and help us uplift others to realize abundance is still possible, even during trying times. This message of hope and inspiration is changing lives and motivating people to begin anew or to keep going. For further information on how you can sponsor this program, contact me at drkworkshops@gmail.com. That is drkworkshops@gmail.com. Good day, Abundant Journey Walkers. We have an awesome journey to go on today. Our topic is saturate your desires in gratitude. Let's go to work. Do you realize your desires are energetic entities with vibrations and movement? Prior to taking physical form, they reside in the creative field of limitless possibilities, awaiting your mental directions. You give your desires life or dismantle your desires through your thoughts about what you believe is possible for you. I have a question for you. Have you really, really come to terms with what you are deserving of and how possible it is for you to live an abundant life? If I asked you, what is it that you desire to do, be, and have? Could you give me a definite answer? Do you know? Would your thinking be full of all the reasons it is not possible? Would all the if, buts, and limitations thoughts take over? Or could you answer without hesitation? Clarity is the first step in manifesting your desires. You must be clear in your thinking and speaking regarding your desires. You must know with certainty exactly what you desire. This is very different from trying to figure out how. For example, you desire to start a business, buy a house, or publish a book. Start there. Say, I desire to dot, dot, dot. Name it. Give your desire an identity. That's the basics of the first step. The next step is to expand your description. Think of your beginning description as a picture in a coloring book. You can identify the picture, but it doesn't have color. Now, begin to add the color by stating the type of business. Describe the details of the house. Give your book a title. Go even further by writing the desires, vision, dream down and explain in detail why this is your desire, what you will accomplish, and how it contributes to the community or solves a social problem. This is the walk of clarity. Read what you have written every day. Find a way to be present with your desires. Put it in your phone. Mail a letter to yourself about your desire. Write it on a 3x5 card and put it in your wallet. This is how you fill in the colors of your desires. It begins to create a mental equivalent and emotional connection. Gratitude slips in through welling of tears of joy, stomach butterflies of excitement, that feeling of, this is so real. That's when the three A's come forward: appreciation, acknowledgement, and abundance. This is the level of gratitude that will make your heart sing. Now here's a quote for you. Cultivate the habit of being grateful for every good thing that comes to you, and give thanks continuously. And because all things have contributed to your advancement, you should include all things in your gratitude.
Ralph Waldo Emerson. The Nine Aspects of Gratitude. Gratitude is the highest expression of thank you in the human language. Gratitude is the acknowledgement of goodness being all around you in both tangible and intangible ways. Gratitude is the realization of receiving something personal, noteworthy, and desired. Gratitude is the realization of receiving something wonderful, that goodness is all around. Gratitude is the inward beneficial feeling that connects both the heart and the mind. Gratitude is an emotional response to the perception of receiving a gift. Gratitude is a consciousness that life is good, even with all the ebbs and flows. Gratitude is a sign that you believe anything is possible for you. Gratitude is the recognition of your union with the divine, which gives you access to the unlimited, infinite field of possibilities. Why does gratitude work? Here's a quote by Ernest Holmes. Drop all negative thoughts from your mind. Do not dwell on adversity, but think plenty into everything. For there is power in your word. Meditate on the things you are doing as being already done, complete, and perfect. Ernest Holmes. To reach a state of gratitude shows that you have released the details of how your desires will show up to the divine. This thinking brings peace, harmony, and the ability to hear the voice from within, also known as intuition. Having a state of gratitude releases fear, worry, and doubt, and bypasses the ego. What sets gratitude apart? Gratitude is not a response for an exchange of goods or delivered for payment. It is not the result of effort and achievement. Gratitude is the language of the soul. Now, I leave you with this quote in closing. This is my wish for you. Comfort on difficult days. Smiles when sadness intrudes. Rainbows to follow the clouds. Laughter to kiss your lips. Sunsets to warm your heart. Hugs when spirit's sad. Beauty for your eyes to see. Friendships to brighten your being. Faith so that you can believe. Confidence for when you doubt. Courage to know yourself. Patience to accept the truth. Love to complete your life. Ralph Waldo Emerson.
week in our artist spotlight, I will share two of my poems from my book, I Found My Voice.
This is from my first book that I wrote in 2009, and it's called I Found My Voice. And the title of this poem is called Goodbye, Ego. Goodbye to neuroticisms and comparisons and regrets. Goodbye to what they said I would or wouldn't be, do or have. Goodbye to the roller coaster of low days and high days based on what's happening on the outside. Goodbye to childhood fears and decisions and limitations. Goodbye to keeping all the balls in the air at the expense of my own happiness. Goodbye to material illusions of happiness, while my soul yearns for true depth and growth. Goodbye to the mask of social hypnotism, agreeing on the outside while silently disagreeing on the inside. Today, I go within. I find my authentic self. I embrace it. I treasure it. I sit with it. Goodbye, ego. The next one Suppose the world was safe for you and I, just waiting for the real you and I to come forward. Suppose there really was still time left for you and I to live our dreams outrageously. Suppose everything you ever desired was truly obtainable for you and obtainable for my eye. Suppose the love of your life was already in your life, already in my life, and you and I were enjoying it all. Suppose money was no problem. Imagine that. Every desire, every need, whatever you desire to do to make the world a place was already at your fingertips. Imagine. Suppose it was so. Suppose there were no homeless. Suppose there were housing for everybody. Suppose that you were doing what you absolutely loved to do and you were well paid for it. Suppose our children were happy because they had time with their parents and time to see granny and auntie and uncle. Suppose we were a real community. Suppose. Imagine that. Suppose every little teeny weeny, every big thing that you and I and we and they and her and she and he were worrying about was already resolved. Already worked out. The answer to the problem already before us that we were acting upon it. Suppose. Suppose your death, your best days were before you and not behind you. Suppose it didn't matter what age you were, that the world was an open place for you. And the thing that you came to do, this thing that you came to give, the thing that you aspired to do from the very depths of your soul was waiting and open and available. Just suppose. Suppose you were free from the things that have kept you down in the past. Suppose the past didn't matter. Suppose where you came from didn't matter. Suppose what holy book you read didn't matter. Just suppose, imagine a different world, a bigger world, a brighter world, a better world for you and I. Just suppose. Now, suppose you were free from all of the things that seem to get in and worry you, and you wonder, am I good enough? Am I tall enough? Am I large enough? Am I small enough? Is my eyes the right color? Is my hair right? Am I thinking right? Just suppose you were okay, just like you are. Suppose you were accepted and not rejected. Suppose your home was happy and not sad. Just suppose. Imagine that. Now suppose all of this is true. And my question to you is, then what? What will you do when you get the answer? What will you do when you have enough money? Who will you help? Who will you speak to? Who will you help walk across the street? What old person will you check on? Just suppose everything is all worked out for you. Now what? Suppose.
Calling all flippers, investors, property fixers, and wholesalers in need of information or support. Call someone who knows the ins and outs of the business. Somebody who is experienced on home buying and the resale of homes. That person is JoLynn Hohenstein of Wholesale Deal Estate. Whether you are a novice or expert, call JoLynn today, 206-708-5107, or email wholesaledealestate@gmail.com. That's wholesaledealestate@gmail.com. Call JoLynn today.
Are you ready to tap into the creative in you?
Do something special.
Do you have an idea you don't know how to give birth to?
It's
or better yet, are you stuck and know you need to move, but not sure how to? Well, call Yogi.
Let this spoken word author, photographer, graphic designer, and all-around creative show you how to go from motionless to momentum. All you have to do is schedule one creative consult today at bit.ly/creative-consult. That is bit.ly/creative-consult. Do it today. Change your life, and let's get creative. Or feel free to email me at yogii@gmail.com. Look forward to hearing from you.
Abundance Journey Walkers, you can be a sponsor of this show and help us uplift others to realize abundance is still possible, even during trying times. This message of hope and inspiration is changing lives and motivating people to begin anew or to keep going. For further information on how you can sponsor this program, contact me at drkworkshops@gmail.com. That is drkworkshops at gmail.com. Good day. It is time for our mini conversational session. I make it easy for adults, children ages 4 to 11, and business earners to learn how to have conversations in Spanish. If you would like to register for Zoom classes, contact me at drkworkshops@gmail.com. Let's get started. Parts of a house. The living room. La sala. La sala. The dining room. El comedor. El comedor. The kitchen. La cocina. La cocina. The window, la ventana, la ventana. The floor, el piso, el piso. Now let's do that again. The living room, la sala, la sala. The dining room, el comedor. El comedor. The kitchen. La cocina. La cocina. The window. La ventana. La ventana. The floor. El piso. El piso. And now we will do description words. Big. Grande. Grande. Small. Pequeño. Pequeño. Beautiful. Hermosa. Hermosa. Ugly. Feo. Feo. Favorite. Favorito. Favorito. Let's do review words of descriptions again. Big. Grande. Grande. Small. Pequeño. Pequeño. Beautiful. Hermosa. Hermosa. Ugly. Feo. Feo. Favorite. Favorito. Favorito. If you would like to register for conversational Spanish classes, you may contact me at drkworkshops@gmail.com. Abundant Journey Walkers. Our topic today is saturate your desires in gratitude. We started with desire inventory questions. Have you really, really come to terms with what you are deserving of and how possible it is for you to live an abundant life? I ask you again, what if I were to ask, what do you desire to do, be, and have? Could you give me a definite answer? Do you know yet? Or would you think and be full of all the reasons it's not possible? Full of all the ifs, buts, and limitations? Instead of, yes, I can answer that question without hesitation. Clarity is the first step in manifesting your desires. You must be clear in your thinking and speaking regarding your desires. You must know with certainty exactly what you desire. We also talked about the 9 aspects of gratitude. Gratitude is the highest expression of thanking in the human language. Gratitude is the acknowledgement of goodness being all around you in both tangible and intangible ways. Gratitude is the realization of receiving something personal, noteworthy, and desired. Gratitude is the inward beneficial feeling that connects both heart and mind. Gratitude is the inward beneficial feeling of knowing you have received a gift. Gratitude is a consciousness that life is good, even with the ebbs and flows. Gratitude is the sealer of desires, the same way you would put the lid on a mason jar after filling it. Gratitude is a sign that you believe anything is still possible for you. And lastly, gratitude is the recognition of your union with the divine, which gives you access to the unlimited, infinite field of possibility. Now, here are some ways that you can create your own gratitude reminders. Start a gratitude journal. Write something in it each day that you are grateful for. There is no such thing as small or big when it comes to gratitude. Just what comes to mind for you. Here's another suggestion. Do a gratitude nature walk or run. All through your nature walk or run. Think about the things that you are grateful for. Maybe it's something you see as you are doing your walk. How about this one? Record your own voice giving a personal description of gratitude and how you express it. Remember to saturate your desires in gratitude.
Calling all flippers, investors, property fixers, and wholesalers in need of information or support. Call someone who knows the ins and outs of the business. Somebody who is experienced on home buying and the resale of homes. That person is JoLynn Hohenstein of Wholesale Deal Estate. Whether you are a novice or expert, call JoLynn today, 206-708-5107, or email wholesaledealestate@gmail.com. That's wholesaledealestate@gmail.com. call JoLynn today.
Are you ready to tap into the creative in you?
There's something special.
Do you have an idea you don't know how to give birth to?
It's
or better yet, are you stuck and know you need to move, but not sure how to? Well, call Yogi.
Let this spoken word author, photographer, graphic designer, and all-around creative show you how to go from motionless to momentum. All you have to do is schedule one creative consult today at bit.ly/creativeconsult. That is bit.ly/creativeconsult. Do it today. Change your life, and let's get creative.
Or feel free to email me at yogiis@gmail.com. Look forward to hearing from you.
Abundance Journey Walkers, you can be a sponsor of this show and help us uplift others to realize abundance is still possible, even during trying times. This message of hope and inspiration is changing lives and motivating people to begin anew or to keep going. For further information on how you can sponsor this program, contact me at drkworkshops@gmail.com. That is drkworkshops@gmail.com. We will close out today, Abundant Journey Walkers, with our affirmations. Affirmations are positive statements of encouragement that you create to keep going forward. Affirmations are reminders that anything is still possible for you. Affirmations are grounding personal words of inspiration and motivation. Affirmations are created to take a person outside of the mental small box and thoughts of scarcity and fear and into the large box that anything is possible because I have access to that unlimited, infinite field of possibilities. Affirmations are calming, soothing reminder words to focus on your personal hologram. Remember, you can do a visualization at any time, seeing your desires already done, feeling that feeling of it being already done, seeing in your mind's eye what that looks like. That's your personal hologram. Affirmation are words of peace, harmony, and unity that you can rely on whenever needed. Affirmations are the containers for your desires, dreams, and visions. Now you may be wondering, how do I create an affirmation? Here's an example how. Think about what you would say to a dear friend who was getting ready to start a new project, open a business, or something of the like. What would you say to pick them up on a day that didn't go so well?
Would you remind them the best is yet to come? Would you tell them about all the other successes they've already had and amazing things they've already done? Of course you would. Now take those words and write them down for yourself. For example, you are so good at what you do. I see great things happening for you. That is an example of an affirmation. You might wonder, well, when should you use an affirmation? Your affirmation should be with you at all times, because you never know when you'll need it or you have some extra time and you can pull out your affirmations. Carry it in your purse or your wallet, on your screensaver, on a 3x5 card, post it where you can see it, in your car, or the light. You can use your affirmation to get you started with your daily visualizations. You can also use it to get you reconnected to your vision. Maybe you've gotten some news that was unexpected, and the project isn't going as fast as you hoped it would. Pulling out your affirmations reminds you to stay focused. You can use it to put a smile on your face. You can use it whenever you need a reminder to keep going forward. One special note, your affirmations are not intended for others to see or comment on. This is your journey of inspiration. And here are three examples. I am a magnet for good things coming into my life. I am a magnet for good things coming into my life. I see myself successful and prosperous. I see myself successful and prosperous. I create amazing services and products. I create amazing services and products. And those are examples of affirmations that you can write and have for yourself. Abundance Journey Walkers, you can be a sponsor of this show and help us uplift others to realize abundance is still possible, even during trying times. This message of hope and inspiration is changing lives and motivating people to begin anew or to keep going. For further information on how you can sponsor this program, contact me at drkworkshops@gmail.com. That is drkworkshops@gmail.com. This is Dr. K. Mahina Intro, the Abundance Ambassador, signing off. It has been my absolute pleasure to remind you of the joy of recognizing everyday abundance. If you can believe it, surely you can achieve it. If you have enjoyed this show, invite others to tune in. You can listen to previous shows by going to 1150kknw.com and clicking on the Attuning to Your Abundance podcast. See you next week, 5 p.m. on the West Coast, 8 p.m. on the East Coast.